Welcome to the Morning Mix. It is February 22nd. I'm Christy Dilloway, joined in the studio by my guest co-host, the all-new Dave from the All-New Dave Show. This is the Morning Mix, where we present local, live music and events in the Wasatch Back.
Hi, Christy. How are you doing? Good to be here with you.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah.
If I have to pick another co-host, it's a no-brainer.
Oh, you're too sweet.
Please come in.
I came back from a little vacation in Mexico just to be here.
And you showed me your tan lines. Oh, no.
I was actually inside a lot working in a band, playing bass in Los Hombres del Norte.
Oh, imagine that. Yeah, a musician as well.
Down in Todos Santos, that's right.
You should be our musical guest sometime.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, you betcha.
You betcha.
Well, wow. Our show today, our live musical guest in the studio is Mel Soul and The Messenger. It's been a quick year since we've had Mel Soul on, so we're psyched to have her back. We've got two interviews lined up for you today. We've got Lauren Willey from the National Ability Center. She is the volunteer manager, and she's going to tell us about some needs they have coming up with the National Ability Center and their events. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. And at 9:40, we have an interview with Sean Colvin, who's playing this weekend at Egyptian Theater.
Can't wait.
Well, yeah. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Earl Foote here, CEO and Chief Technology Consultant with Nexus IT, still supporting the station and staff of KPCW. Technology can be slow, old, or frustrating. Nexus IT provides service, sales, and maintenance for your personal and business computer needs. 435-487-9099 or nexusitc.net.
Matt here from San Francisco Design, supporting our local radio station, KPCW. Since 1990, San Francisco Design offers interior design and a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings with store locations in Salt Lake City and Park City on Bonanza Drive. On the web at sanfrandesign.com, San Francisco Design. Love your home.
This week on The Morning Mix, our live musical guest is Mel Soul and The Messenger. Welcome back to the studio, Mel.
Hello.
So I don't know how it's been a whole quick year. It surprises me. Tell us what you've been up to in the past year.
I've been up a lot. it's the morning, so I can't speak. Anyway.
Summarize it with a lot.
Yeah, a lot. So I played shows with Everett, my drummer, who's also the messenger, last year at Sundance. And we've actually been a duo for a year now. But we recently got signed to an independent label with Sony in October.
Excellent.
So we've been just doing shows ever since then. We've been doing shows now. So we've actually got one coming up Sunday at Hearth and Hill. First time there. So, yeah.
I was eating dinner there last night.
Nice.
Interesting. Dave, have you seen Hearth and Hill? New restaurant out at New Park. And it's packed.
No.
Like, how'd they all figure it out? It's packed.
Really?
Maybe it's because of the live music.
Yeah.
Maybe.
How does it change things when you're signed versus when you're not signed?
Well, it's nice working with James because he lets us do free studio time since he's the whole package and I don't have to pay hour by hour anymore.
He's the Sony guy that signed you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's nice. And I guess it's just nice to have sort of recognition to start off with, you know, after I think about like 8 years of performing. So yeah.
Where do you get the studio time?
He lives in Eagle Mountain, so we just record at his home. And that's usually like, you'd be surprised how many artists have started out like that, where they just record stuff at home in their basement. So
especially these days, yeah. I totally understand that.
And so do you have an album coming out soon?
We have a single coming out. It's called Love is Pain. And,
are you by chance going to debut that on the show?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, great idea.
Let's do that.
I was going to do another one, but it's fine.
Oh, sorry.
No worries. Yeah, we've got a whole thing set up. We got a music video planned for it. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
Fun.
Yeah.
Do you want to play for us now?
Sure. Why not?
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
me out, shut me down. All my tears and love, I blame on him. He broke my heart, ripped it apart. All my fears and love, I blame on him. So don't tell me love is pain. 'Cause you can never convince me, breaking down into a million pieces for a boy is considered love. So all my efforts, all my care, it's never good enough. It'd still be me just the same. Don't tell me love is pain. He broke my money, wasted my time. All my regrets and love, I blame on him. He stole my gin, drink all of my wine. All my drunken love, I blame on him. So don't tell me love is pain. 'Cause you can never convince me, breaking down into a million pieces for a boy is considered love. 'Cause all my efforts, all my care, it's never good enough. You still beat me just the same. Don't tell me love is pain. That's what love is. I want nothing to do with it, do with it, yeah. That's what love is. I want nothing to do with it. Breaking down to a million pieces for a boy is considered love. So my efforts, all my care, it's never good enough. You still beat me just the same. Don't tell me love is. Don't tell me love is. Don't you dare tell me love is. Tell me love is.
Sweet. Great, great, great. And now let's hear from a couple of underwriters.
Matt here from San Francisco Design, supporting our local radio station, KPCW. Since 1990, San Francisco Design offers interior design and a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings with store locations in Salt Lake City and Park City on Bonanza Drive. On the web at sanfrandesign.com. San Francisco Design. Love your home.
Hi, I'm Wendy Gorley, and here's why I love working at KPCW. I love that I get to spend my time working with people who are passionate about community, nonprofit work, and having fun. I love being in the mountains and the ability to have local news and information at my fingertips. Now you can get a major dose of KPCW love at our upcoming Pledge Drive on March 4th through the 8th and get that glowy, feel-good feeling that comes from supporting local, you-focused public radio.
Back with you on The Morning Mix, Dave from the all-new Dave Show, or I might be changing it to Wednesday Afternoons with Dave, because it's not so new anymore.
Yeah, you're not so new.
You know, 2
years.
Your
old hat.
Come on. I got a all-new identity, Wednesday on the air with Dave or something like that. I don't know. We'll see. But let's talk about what's in the air right now, namely the weather. Because it's kind of, wintery still with lots of chances of snow coming up between now and Tuesday. It's 10 degrees here in Park City, going up to a high of 21 today with a little chance of snow. You know, the resort reported 5 inches overnight, so people are out there getting some fresh tracks just now. Overnight low of 1 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, pretty sunny day, high of 26. Saturday night, low of 12, and then we go into a few days of increasing temperatures, 33, 36, and 41 by Tuesday, with chance of snow throughout and seasonal temperatures at night. And that wraps it up for Park City weather.
It's always good in the winter weather when it's wintry. What'd you start off with?
Yeah, I mean, because like, you know, this time last year, the snow hadn't really started.
No.
So
yeah. Everett said they got over a foot down in Sandy, and he had to drive up here to the ski resort where there's less snow.
Yeah. Wow. Right.
Anyway. Okay. We're joined in the studio by Lauren Willey. She is the volunteer manager of the National Ability Center, and she's got a big event coming up, Red, White, and Snow. Tell us a little bit about the event and where you can still use some help with volunteers.
First of all, thanks for having me on today. Red, White, and Snow, as many local Park Cityites know, is one of our largest fundraising events of the year for the National Ability Center. And it's a three-day, four-event extravaganza where we have vintners that come in and chefs from all over the U.S. and share their talents and their product with us. And we need volunteers to help us with specifically vintner dinners. So these are dinners that are hosted by private residents of Park City and supporters of the National Ability Center. And we have teams that go in and help the chefs and serve food. And it's really fun to be a part of that excitement and just fun in supporting the National Ability Center.
Let me just back it up just ever so slightly, because when I came to town, I heard of the National Ability Center, but I didn't really know what it was. So in case there's newcomers listening, could you just quickly summarize what your organization does?
Of course. So the National Ability Center empowers individuals of all abilities by building self-esteem, confidence, and lifetime skills through sport, recreation, and educational programs. So kind of what that means is that we provide opportunities for people of all abilities to get outdoors and enjoy the beautiful surroundings that we have and have the opportunity to recreate with different equipment that they might not have access to, or even learning how to do things for the first time over again.
It includes skiing and a ropes course out at your center and also horses and... Right?
We have just about everything. Yeah. Whitewater rafting down in Moab, mountain biking. We do aquatics, Nordic skiing, snowshoeing. You name it, we probably have done it or are doing it or, you know, we'll do it in the future.
Now, I worked at a vintner dinner last year. I was the captain. And it was really cool because I probably wouldn't be at a donor level to be there otherwise. But it was in a private residence, and I realized that all my skills from waiting tables and bartending and catering and everything were very useful to the organization. And I want to put out a call out there to people who are servers and bartenders and who have done it in the past. You don't realize how valuable your skill can be to someone like the National Ability Center until you're there helping do that. So I want to put an offer out there to anyone listening who might not have thought of it, that they would be the perfect fit and they would be really beneficial.
Absolutely.
How do they reach you, Lauren, if they want to volunteer?
So you can always email us at volunteer@discovernac.org. Give us a call at our main office line, which is 435-649-3991. Or head over to, we have two websites, redwhiteandsnow.org. So big it gets its own website, or discovernac.org, and you can find our volunteer opportunities listed and get more information that way.
What is the date and the time requirement for that?
So it's coming up. It's March 7th, 8th, and 9th. The vintner dinners are on March 8th, which is Friday evening. Those who would be helping our chefs in the kitchen usually are there from about 2, 3 p.m. to about 10 p.m. And then our servers are there from about 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. And it's so much fun.
And then you also need help on Sunday at the montage, removing, like breaking down the big gala dinner. Who are you looking for that?
Some strong or even just passionate people who love the post-event cleanup, which is personally my favorite part of it. After a successful event and just that energy and momentum and now bringing everything back to our main headquarters. So it will be Sunday from about 9 a.m. And if we have enough people, it could go as fast as 1 to 2 hours. But it would be great to have some people come out and help with that.
Some energetic people that weren't there. They haven't been there the night before and they're not tired. They come in ready to go. And you get to see the inner bowels of the montage.
Yes.
I mean, have you ever been to the loading dock, Dave?
I've been to the lower garage, courtesy of you.
But you haven't been to the loading dock, right?
No. Yeah.
Or the inner hallways of the back of house.
Wow.
I'm going to toss that out there. Like, that's pretty exciting if you've never done it.
It's really fascinating to see.
It is. It's a well-oiled machine back there.
Definitely is.
Very clean for back of house. Not that it shouldn't be, but...
Are there tickets available to the actual gala at this point, or is that sold out?
We are sold out.
Right.
I know.
So the only way to get there is to volunteer.
Yeah, good point.
Yes. Yes, you should volunteer. Come be part of it.
And what other times do you need volunteers? What else? Obviously, your job is year-round.
All year round, we have opportunities to get involved with our programs, to share your passion for the outdoors with other individuals and groups. And if programs and being outdoors isn't your scene, we have tons of opportunities to use your specific skills and talents on committees that we have, projects that we have, as well as events that we have throughout the year. So there's a place for everybody at the National Ability Center, and we'd love to have you join us.
All right, so tell them how to contact you one more time if they want to do the Vintner Dinner, which is Friday, March 8th, or Loadout at Montage Sunday, March 10th.
Yes. So you can email us. It's volunteer@discovernac.org or head over to one of our two websites, redwhiteandsnow.org or discovernac.org.
And describe a typical volunteer engagement when working in the field doing activities like skiing or whitewater rafting or whatever.
So our volunteers attend a training so they know how to work with different adaptive equipment that we have, as well as how we run our programs in general. And then after that, we have many opportunities to be on the snow, on the river, on our ropes course, at the Jordanelle, out on trails, working with our participants who are learning new skills, who are wanting to increase their own abilities, or groups that are coming to learn more about different disabilities in our community and teamwork, and just a lot of great opportunities to work with individuals and groups.
And how many volunteers would be engaged in field activities throughout the course of a typical year?
So throughout the year, we actually have a small army of about 2,000 volunteers every lesson, every experience possible. And we range about 37,000 experiences a year. So it's a big reach. It's a big impact. We serve all 50 states and have partnerships with about 18 different countries. So our reach is getting larger and larger.
Are you unique in the entire United States for this kind of programming?
We're the only organization of our size and scope, but there are many other adaptive recreation programs throughout the U.S.
And how many clients do you engage with on a yearly basis?
Thousands.
Thousands, it sounds like.
It's incredible to keep track of everybody.
You sound like you want to get out on and recreate.
Maybe.
I'm wondering, you should be my next volunteer, right?
It starts in the home, right here in the studio.
I got time on
my
hands.
So with your training, I would get trained as a volunteer of how to operate in the field. But what about psychological training? There's got to be some level of knowing how to encourage or work past barriers or that I might not come equipped with.
Right. And we go over ability awareness training. So you learn how to work through different situations that might arise based on what our participants' needs are. And it's always an educational opportunity when we provide opportunities to learn more about our programs, to learn more about the different abilities that we see at the National Ability Center, as well as give you tools to be able to manage what might happen as you're out on the course with a military group or, you know, with an individual, and be able to support and really encourage them to get excited about what the possibilities are out there for them.
Nice. Anything else? All right. Well, thank you for joining us. And hopefully that phone is ringing right now and those submissions are coming in because, again, if you are a bartender, server, kitchen assistant, server assistant, you've worked in catering, and who in this town probably, if you've been here a while, you've probably been in some level of service, and you would be an excellent volunteer for those Vintner dinners Friday, March 8th. Or if you're a willing person who can load a luggage trolley and move it out to the car Sunday.
Something for everybody.
And just to be clear, are the Vintner dinner sites already established? And
yes,
you're looking
to
fill out the, oh, great, great.
Yes.
So you're looking to fill out the volunteer ranks. Call now and feel good about that opportunity, people.
Thank you for joining us, Lauren.
Thank you.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatter's Roadhouse Grill and Pub, offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items such as Eggs Benedict and French Toast, as well as Midday Marys and Mimosas. On-site parking available. Squatter's, good for what ails you. Squatters.com.
With fresh falling snow, Park City Ski Boot and KPCW are excited about skiing in Park City. Ski boots don't need to be painful or frustrating to wear. Park City Ski Boot offers custom ski boot fitting and boot sales for skiers of all levels. 1100 Iron Horse Drive, appointments preferred, 435-776-7883.
This is our old weekend events music. It's nice to change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So here we are almost at the bottom of the hour, so we'll let you know the full rundown of weekend events. We'll hear from Sean Colvin in our next interview segment at 9:40. She is performing a solo acoustic show this weekend at Egyptian Theater. Reduced ticket price is offered for tonight's show. She's also tomorrow and Sunday. You can get tickets online at parkcityshows.com.
Park City Film and Park City Library have another free screening today aimed specifically at the kids who are out on winter break. They're showing Incredibles 2 at 4 p.m. in the Jim Santee Auditorium. That's down at 12th and Park Avenue. And by the way, you don't have to be a kid to attend.
In Midway at Soldier Hollow this weekend is the annual Utah Ski Joring Competition. It's an action-packed competition where a horse and rider pull a skier on a rope at a fast pace through a course that includes gates, jumps, rings. It combines Utah's cowboy roots with its affinity for skiing, and I'm sure it's a hoot to watch.
Christy, now that I know about it, I'm going.
We should sign up as a team. Well, I think we need a horse.
We need a horse. Hey, there's a, well, maybe our
next
friend
year,
from National Ability Center
Let's
can.
Get a all horse.
Right. Tonight is the last Friday gallery stroll in and around Old Town, presented by Park City Gallery Association. That is always worthwhile and super fun.
The Park City Film Series is screening a collection of Oscar-nominated shorts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a different set of shorts each night. You can prep for the Sunday night Oscar Awards by attending.
Live music tonight in the local venues includes Shannon Runyon at Legends for Opry Ski, followed by Shannon Runyon at Versante, Brett Stalkin at EBS Lounge for Opry at Deer Valley, Backyard Revival at Silver Star Cafe, and there's a DJ at the cabin for Elevation Ski Week. Plus, Lake Effect is at the Spur Bar and Grill.
So that's what's going on for today. If you're looking ahead to tomorrow, you can start your morning off briskly with a guided snowshoe tour of the preserve. Tours leave the Swanner Eco Center at 8:30 Saturday mornings throughout the winter.
At Wasatch Mountain State Park over there in Midway, there will be a guided class to learn about winter animal tracking. Starts at 1 p.m. Pre-registration is required.
The Park City Athenaeum Club celebrates their 122nd anniversary by hosting a historical presentation of the club and its founding in 1897 by the wives of local miners through to today. It's from 1 to 4 p.m. in the library community room on the second floor tomorrow.
Are you going to be playing one of the wives of local miners?
No,
like
but
you do
I
at
did
the cemetery?
Hear Sally Elliott talk about on Monday, she was on Leslie's show,
yeah.
She said on Monday, the Friends of Park City Mining is doing a presentation about the Silver King Mine and that they have 11 characters and a lot of them are relatives of the original people that were part of the Silver King Mine and then other people. So I'm definitely going to that Monday.
Where is that, the historical annex?
Let's look it up on the website.
Yeah, okay. Sounds great. Hey, also tomorrow, Park City Film is throwing their annual pre-Oscar party before the short screening. It's $50 for tickets, but it goes without saying that it's worth it. And you get not only get to hobnob, but proceeds benefit the free community screenings year-round. P.S. Dress in your red carpet best.
It's an opportunity. Why not? Live
can
music.
Can I wear my favorite onesie? maybe not. Maybe it was a ski movie I was trying to channel.
Right. Live music tomorrow includes Bro Band at Legends for Après Ski, Tres Hombres at Umbrella Bar for Après, George Kilby at The Cabin, Kyle May at Versante, Red Rock Hot Club at Silver Star Cafe.
Okay, and our final event happens on Sunday when Mud Puddle plays Après at EBS Lounge at Deer Valley, and then another kicker, Amanda Johnson at the Spur on Sunday.
So I hope you found some things to do for the weekend. We're going to turn it back into the studio with Mel Soul and The Messenger. Welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. So why don't you intro your next song and tell us a bit about it? Maybe throw in some background information about how, you know, I heard on the radio that the reason that song was written, you know, something like that.
Okay, yeah. So this song is one of those that I kind of had a dream about. I didn't really know what it was until I wrote it. I didn't even realize I had a dream about it until I played it a couple times. And I was like, oh, that was that song. So it was one of those where I was kind of meant to write because it talks a lot about empowering women and being free and, and evolving into a stronger human being. So, yeah. This is called Evolution of Wild Women. Pushing through the barriers, the soldiers are my ancestors, have bled for on their knees. And I'm calling all my sisters in a prayer in silence that echoes in the waters where my family is suffering. Oh Lord, oh Lady, I know that you are with me. Once I'm not afraid. Oh Lord, oh Lady, I know that you are with me. And for once, once I'm not afraid. The evolution of a wild woman is within me, is within me. Oh, only weep and pity. Well, the day your wall comes crashing down, us queens will finally take our place, trying to take our place. There is confusion in the fire, why we all have burned, try and heal the earth. Beneath our feet, see the problem lies not within your hate for us, but within your love for us. If we are free, there is nothing you can keep. So you locked us in your lusty cage, divided us apart. Some of us broke free. So you locked us in your lusty cage, divided us apart. The day you walk
comes crashing down as queens will finally take our place, trying to take our place. Oh, place.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
Hi, this is Katie Wang from Park City Film, inviting you to gather up your friends, family, and favorite popcorn bowl and come on over to the Santee Auditorium to see the finest in independent film in a unique community setting. Who knows? You might even win something in the raffle. Films are rolling now, so check out our calendar at parkcityfilm.org and then join us on Friday and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. or Sundays at 6 p.m. Park City Film, Park City's home for independent cinema since 1995 and sponsor of KPCW's Friday Film Review.
Riding shotgun down the avalanche, tumbling and falling down the avalanche, so be quiet tonight, the stars shine bright on this mountain of blue.
That is Sean Colvin, you know. And you know, or if you don't, let me tell you, she's a fixture on the Americana singer, songwriter, music scene. And actually, more like a founder, given that her career dates back to the cusp of the 1990s. She's here in Park City this weekend for a four-night residency at the Egyptian Theater, which started last night. She's here to talk to us today. Welcome to the studio, Sean Colvin. Welcome to the studio, Sean Colvin.
Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm great. I love it here.
Yeah.
You have been here before. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
You have any like fond memories or not so fond memories?
Oh, I don't have any not fond memories. The audiences here are great. Last time I was here, it was wintertime and I did some skiing. But I've been to Park City in the summertime as well. And it's a beautiful spot, you know, and the audiences are so cool. So that's what's important to me.
So you opened last night at the Egyptian, and you're playing for the next three nights.
That is correct. 8 o'clock, except for Sunday, 6 o'clock is the show time. A little early for the poor backsliders that have to go to bed early because they did too much Saturday night.
What's going to be your ratio of original music versus covers? Because you're known for your creative covers.
Oh, mostly original, but right. I'll throw in some covers there, absolutely, because I love to do other people's songs.
Well, I'm dying to know, and I've been holding my tongue waiting to ask, whose names were on that list that Sonny brought home? I mean, it just starts out so powerfully at the beginning of the song, and you're like, what's that about?
It's a mystery.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously, the song, if you, I think that's part of what made it kind of popular was, what the heck is going on here? You know, what's she building? What for? Why? What did she do? Is it okay? Did she get away with it?
Is it like a hit list or is it
a hit list? Or
I need to apologize to them. Like, what is the list?
I don't think she's apologizing to anybody. I'll say that much. But I wrote the song about the woman in the painting on the cover of A Few Small Repairs of that record. I wasn't able to finish the song. I was having a horrible time doing it, and the record cover had already been chosen. It's a painting by my friend Julie Speed. And so at the very last minute, I went, well, just write about this woman. And that's what I did.
Wow, it's such a backwards story.
It's right. A really
who would think?
Story.
I'm really glad I asked that then.
Inspired by a painting. Now, what about where was the inspiration for Shotgun Down the Avalanche?
Shotgun Down the Avalanche was just kind of that phrase came out of my mouth. I had some music from John Leventhal, beautiful music. We co-write a lot. And I'm writing Shotgun Down the Avalanche. Avalanche came out of my mouth. And I was like, I'll go with it. Oh, no, that's not entirely true. I wanted to use the word avalanche in a song. I thought that would be cool.
And plays really well in ski towns.
Yeah, it does. It's a good ski town song. Because I heard a girl say to her mother on the street one day, I overheard this girl say to her mother, oh, mom, don't have an avalanche. And I'm like, that's a good word. And then the phrase came out of my mouth. And I was like, okay, I'll go with that.
We got to start using that. Dave, don't have an avalanche.
Don't have an avalanche.
It's so applicable here.
I know, really. We got to do it. So besides playing venues on Formentera, don't you also do some of these cruises? And
I'm doing one in a month.
Which one is that?
I'm doing the Melissa Etheridge cruise.
Oh.
I went on the Blues cruise in 2017.
How was that?
It's excellent.
Good.
It's such a great way to immerse, as a fan, to immerse in music all day. There's no taxi. There's no...
Exactly.
You don't have to have a key to anything. You don't have to carry money. You don't even have to have shoes. You go one thing to the next. It's awesome.
It's great. And I really get an education when I go on these cruises because, I mean, there are main acts that I'm familiar with and people that are even my friends. But up-and-comers, you know, like I learned about Shovels and Rope through going on one of those cruises and a lot of people. So... They're great events.
And there's a lot of collaborations that happen on the cruises.
Well, I just
and
got
you
a,
are a collaborator.
Oh,
I wanted to ask you about that.
Seems like the being thing now. An accompanist a lot. I've been in a lot of bands my whole career. I wasn't always a solo artist. I was a girl singer in country bands and things like that. And I'm a good rhythm guitar player and a good harmony singer. And I love collaborations. And I got an email from Melissa about a week ago saying, can we collaborate? So I'm sure I'll be doing some singing with Melissa Etheridge, among others, hopefully.
Hey, what led to your album with Steve Earle?
I like doing what we call in the industry packages, where two artists get together and trade songs the whole night. Audiences really love that. I love it because, as we just said, I love being an accompanist and a harmony singer and collaborating and listening to great songwriters right there on stage beside them. So I've done that with Mary Chapin Carpenter, Mark Cohn, Lyle Lovett, probably forgetting someone, and I thought it'd be fun to do it with Steve Earle. So I asked him if he'd be willing to do some shows like that with me, and we did them. And it was a nice blend, you know. Steve's harder edged than I am, but I can go that direction given the the chance, and he can kind of go the softer, more romantic direction mm-hmm. when given the chance. And it was a nice pairing. So it was his idea that we could write and make a record, and we did.
Do you have a favorite track on that record?
Oh my gosh.
I'll just tell you, mine is your version of Tobacco Road. It's like so killer.
That was my idea. Yeah, both came in with a couple ideas for covers.
Right.
And at the Egyptian, and most of your career probably been solo on stage.
Yes.
It seems so exposed. How do you know when it's a good gig? Like, what to you feels like a good gig? Because it's just you against that audience.
Well, I'll tell you. I enjoy it. I like the intimacy, and I've always felt confident as a solo artist. It's just something I can do. So it's a little sort of, I did a band tour about a year and a half ago, and that was fun. I didn't feel as much pressure, you know. I realized I feel a lot of pressure when it's just me. But I'll tell you what makes it, two things, the whole gig depends on two things. Like, I can be in any kind of mood or any kind of shape, and, you know, great or not so great. And depending on the sound of the hall, the theater, the club, what have you, and the audience, that's it right there. You can be in a club with 50 people in Norway that don't know who you are, and if the sound is good and you feel you can hear yourself well and it feels good, it makes a huge difference, you know?
I heard the sound is good in Norway.
The people are nice in
Snowy
Norway, too.
Snowy, too.
I just played there last summer.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so last year you put out a record of songs based on a children's music book. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when I was 8 years old, my parents gave me a rather large book with piano arrangements in it called Lullabies and Night Songs. And all the illustrations were Maurice Sendak, who did Where the Wild Things Are, and on and on and on. But this was a book of piano arrangements done by this guy named Alec Wilder, and they were all either lullabies or children's songs or poems set to music by him. And I could play the piano. I'd taken piano lessons at 6 years old, and they were beautiful. I'd never heard anything like the voicings, and they were simple, but, you know, if you listen to the record, which is called The Starlighter, and 20 years ago I used that book as the impetus for Holiday Songs and Lullabies, a record I made 20 years ago. Used a lot of songs from that book for that, too. And if you just listen to either of my two records where I used that book, you'll get a sense of what I heard, what those arrangements were that really inspired me and moved me when I was 8 years old. And I just loved that book ever since.
Let's talk about the 30th anniversary of Steady On, which you just told me before we started, and I said it made me feel really old because I brought that CD with me.
Have you had it since 1999?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It looks like it's seen some wear.
It's got my initials on the inside because you didn't want your roommate to take your CD.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, 89 is when Steady On was released. So it's 30 years this year. And what I've done is I've gone into the studio, I've already done this, and made an all-acoustic rendition of the whole record. So every song, just me and the guitar. And we'll have that available for purchase.
So the way it started.
The way it started. And that's kind of it's always been real important to me, no matter what the production is on the record, that I be able to take the song and play it by myself and make it work. So, and that sort of overview and rule that I have for myself started with when I started writing songs for Steady On. And I may lean a little heavily on Steady On songs during this 10-year at the Egyptian because I'm into them right now.
The first three tracks are quite the trifecta of writing and producing: Steady On, Diamond in the Rough, and Shotgun Down the Avalanche.
Thank you.
Seriously.
On our show every week, we have local singer-songwriters that come in the studio and play for us. And if you had one tip or procedure or process to share with them about songwriting? Or one to five, you know, whatever you want to throw out that you might tell them has worked for you.
Well, about songwriting, I guess in general, for if I think back to myself when I was trying to come up and get heard and I look at my career and how, you know, how things played out, a couple of things. Play live as much as you can. Play live. It makes you good. And do what you love. And, you know, it took me years to really write songs I thought were any good. And it was so simple, just realizing that I had to write from my heart. I mean, it sounds so, and scare myself a little. And, you know, it's funny because I just saw a post on Instagram by John Mayer, and he said he'd been trying to find the ultimate cool thing, cool next thing for his next song, all his new record and his songs he was writing, and it just wasn't working. And he just stripped the whole thing down, went into a room and wrote songs, and he was kind of like, I don't know why I forgot.
Like he was
that.
Looking outside instead of inside?
He was trying to be cool, you know? And yeah, he was looking outside instead of inside. And he said he can't believe he forgot that. So
maybe I'll close with two quick questions. Where's home these days? And what's in the pipeline musically for you?
Well, I've lived in Austin, Texas since 94. So long time. That's where I call home, where I raised my daughter, who's 20 now. And I'm just writing songs. I have kind of an idea for a theatrical piece. I kind of hesitate to say more because it's in its infancy. But I'll just make another record and keep touring and hopefully do cool collaborations, you know, and come to cool places like Park City and the Egyptian.
So the shows are Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6, Egyptian Theater, and tickets parkcityshows.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks.
Before we go out at the end of the hour, we want to thank our sponsors, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, the Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. We're back in the studio with Mel Soul and The Messenger. Any of that resonate with you about the songwriting process?
Yeah, especially the part where she said she was scared. I literally just thought about that a second ago. So there's a thing that songwriters do that any writer does where they sort of go there in their songwriting. Wherever there is usually a scary place. Because it's a place where you expose, like, your story. And not everything about your story people can relate to. Like, some people judge you for certain decisions you made. And the thing that songwriters need to do is to go there. Because even if, you know, you have a million people that will judge you, there's at least, you know, others that will totally understand what you're going through. So.
And maybe need that song.
Yeah.
Think of all the songs we've needed in our history or that you've heard so many times and then you suffer a heartbreak and you're like, oh, this song is telling my story and I never noticed it before.
Yep.
So true.
It's a gift you're giving everyone, really.
Yeah. And I've noticed that, like, writing with others, that it's not easy. And I feel like it's a control thing with some people. Like, when they just expose their story, they have no control on who's gonna, you know, say something about it. But, like, I don't know. I feel like that's sort of, like, an illusionary thing that we've sort of created where it's not that big of a deal, you know? Like, you just need to do what you love. And
well, we've got time for one more song. What do you want to play?
So this song I wrote after... I sort of got over a breakup, and I never thought I'd be myself again, but I was, and it's because I gave myself time. So this is called Give Yourself Time. Mm-hmm.
give yourself time. When you're broken in the bits and the dark is sinking in, give yourself time. When the shadows call your name and you drive yourself insane, there's always someone else to blame. Can't escape, give yourself time. 'Cause I was just like you in a world so cruel, thinking I would never heal my bruise. It burns and it stings, all the anger comes in waves. I know the pain, but give yourself time.
To live by.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much, Mel Soul.
And the messenger.
And the messenger who
so
brought it.
Can you tell us how you picked up the messenger? Because you were solo last time.
Yeah. At an open mic up in Cottonwood Heights, actually. Yeah, he was working with a friend of mine initially, but then we started working together. So.
And do you still play the open mics at the cabin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Monday nights, mm-hmm. Good place to be.
Yeah, they're my family now, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
And anywhere that we're going to see you in the next coming weeks in Park City?
Yeah, so I'll be at Hearth and Hill, like I said, on Sunday, 2 p.m., and I'll be there again March 12th and April 14th, so.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us. That was Mel Soul and the Messenger, our musical guests. We also had Lauren Willey from the National Ability Center and Sean Colvin playing at Egyptian Theater.
You are listening to KPCW Park City at 91.7 and 88.1 FM in Summit County.